Hi, this is Sherry Kerman of Norman Dowler, the law firm you can trust to get it right, proudly representing the people of Ventura County honestly, ethically, and with great integrity for over 50 years. Norman Dowler is among the preeminent law firms in Ventura County and has a team of dedicated professionals who consistently exceed the expectations of our clients. Legal matters are no laughing matter. When you're faced with a legal crisis, you want the best representation. Norman Dowler, 654-0911 or visit normandowler.com.
The Ventura County Healthcare Agency is proud to provide quality, cost-effective, culturally sensitive healthcare for all of Ventura County. In addition to Ventura County Healthcare Agency's two hospitals, Ventura County Medical Center and Santa Paula Hospital, the agency has 26 ambulatory care and specialty clinics. And the Ventura County Healthcare Agency provides services to every community of our county. In addition to the 50 community-based service locations, the Ventura County Healthcare Agency offers home visits and comprehensive care. Dedicated to education, prevention, specialty mental health, and acute care services, the Ventura County Healthcare Agency strives to ensure the health and well-being of all Ventura County residents, so you and your family can be well. For more information about all of the services the Ventura County Healthcare Agency offers, call 677-5272. That's 677-5272. The Ventura County Healthcare Agency, 677-5272.
Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64?
Gray Matters, brought to you by the law offices of Norman Dowler. And now, your host, Sherry Kerman.
And welcome, everyone. This is Sherry Kerman here with Gray Matters, and I am here with my delightful and wonderful co-host, Sheila Murphy. How are you doing?
Very good.
Good. Jen. Welcome back. Thanks. We missed you. Was it last week that we missed you?
Yes.
Gosh, it just seems time flies. So we missed you last week, so we're glad to have you back.
Thank you.
For everyone, Sheila is a new co-host to us here at Gray Matters. She's with the Ventura County Healthcare Agency, and we are thrilled to have to welcome them as part of our great family and our title sponsor in this show. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're very welcome.
We have a great show today. We've got a couple of great guests. We're going to introduce our first guest, Richard Eberst, in just a second. Our second guest is Christine Prideaux, who for you longtime listeners, you probably remember Christine. She's coming in with some more goodies to demonstrate for us, so that'll be fun in the next little segment. But right now, I'm pleased to welcome Richard Eberst. How are you doing?
Great today. Good to be here.
Good, good. Well, welcome. Thanks for coming and sitting with us for a few minutes.
My pleasure.
So, Richard, you are a certified health education specialist.
That's correct.
What is that? You said it right. I did. What does that mean?
That means that I took the right courses at the right universities that were accredited, and I sat for an exam. I went in with my students. I'm a college professor, so I was part of developing the test that you had to take to become a certified health education specialist. Unfortunately, anyone can call themselves a health educator if they know something about health.
Right.
But unfortunately, that means there's a lot of people that are providing information that are not really doing education, and they don't know how education really works. So,
okay, but you're an expert. We were talking about health education specialist, but then your expertise talks about death, grief, bereavement, mourning. So does that fall into health education?
Sure. Health education is basically designed to assist people to develop lifestyles that are healthy, happy, and self-actualizing.
Okay. So we're not talking PE.
PE is part of it, but physical education is like say 10% of the whole thing.
Okay.
Because we're talking about all the different elements that make up a person's health: mental, emotional, spiritual, social, all those things, vocational. So the physical element is what most people know about, but there's a lot more to it. So I teach in all those different areas.
And how did you get into that part of it? What guided you there?
Well, it goes way back to my doctoral dissertation. I was interested in how do you teach a language, particularly in sexuality? How you teach the topic of sexuality when that language is taboo?
Right.
You're not allowed to say certain kinds of words, and I'm not supposed to say them here, I suppose, too. But
no.
But how do you teach a subject when you say, well, here's the eyes, and here's the nose, and here's the mouth, and this is the...
Right. Okay.
So I was... and developing some ways to desensitize educators and health professionals to the terms that they should be using. So if somebody uses them, they don't go, oh my gosh, they've said something bad.
Right.
So as part of this, I use something called the Osgood Somatic Differential, which is an instrument that measures the intensity of meaning attached to words. I was interested in words regarding sexuality, but the words that had the highest intensity of meaning were words related to death and dying.
Hmm.
And this was at the University of Maryland many years ago. And so what my advisors and my doctoral work said to me was, you know, we have all these courses in sexuality, but we don't do anything in death and dying. Maybe you ought to think about teaching courses in death and dying. So
okay. And then
since 1970, I've been doing that.
And then there we went.
Yeah.
So, you know, we talk about grief, bereavement, mourning.
Mm-hmm.
Are they different? Are they the same?
Well, yes, they are very different. One of the basic things I think you need to know when you're trying to assist someone who is going through some kind of loss, and I just don't mean death, but it can be a loss of a parent, it can be a loss of a pet, it can be being robbed, you know, losing your driver's license, a marriage,
of course. Right.
Yeah,
that is a type
things,
of a
divorce.
Loss for sure.
You know, that there are different reactions and different phases and so forth that people go through. But the terms you mentioned there are very important, because anyone who has lost something, if I were to take your cell phone from you,
I would cry. Okay. Well, I might hit you first.
Sure. But if I were to take your cell phone from you, you would be bereaved because you have lost something.
Okay.
If you didn't care about it, you wouldn't feel anything. So
right.
You know,
okay.
You have a beautiful butterfly on piece of jewelry on today. I assume if I took that, you wouldn't be very happy about it, and you would feel bereaved. Or if you lost it, if it fell off.
Right.
So bereavement is just kind of the actual description of anyone who has had an event of loss. Grief, on the other hand, is the reaction one has to that.
Oh,
if I were to kick you in the shins, you would feel pain, I would assume, right?
Yes.
At least I hope you do, because
yes.
You're supposed to.
Yes.
Okay, so the reaction.
And then
you
would feel grief for having kicked me in the shin.
I would get pain.
Am I getting that?
Yes,
am
you're
I
getting that.
Okay, I'm grasping it.
But the point is that grief is a normal, natural reaction to being bereaved.
Okay. That
so
makes sense, right.
Somebody takes
so
something from you.
So bereavement is because something has been taken from
right.
you that you care about, and then grief is what you feel because
right.
of that.
The reaction.
Right.
The
so
reaction.
If you put your hand on a hot stove, we expect you to jerk it off and say, ow, that hurts. And that's safety for you, right?
Correct.
Okay, if you just left your hand there, that would not be very good.
No.
Now, mourning is a voluntary process. That is something you decide to do. Mourning is the process that we use to try to restore ourselves to the pre-grief state. So if you think of yourself kind of floating around on a grid, and your quality of life kind of comes up and goes down from
mm-hmm.
time to time. If you have a loss in your life, where do you think the quality of your life is going to go?
Down.
Goes all the way down. In fact, some people die.
Yes,
correct.
From unresolved grief
or from grief.
Or when a spouse dies,
yes.
you see the other
right.
spouse dies.
Very
within.
Soon afterwards, right.
right. So the process is the quality of life goes down. Now you can stay down there and reestablish a new life at that level. Some people do. I actually, back in New York where I lived, I had a neighbor whose son was killed in World War II on September the 10th, 1944. Happened to be my birthday.
Okay.
And she kind of brought me into her house as kind of like a replacement for her son. But nothing had changed in her house since September the 4th, 1944.
Wow.
She was still living as if the death happened that
her day. Life stopped.
Her life, that day, yeah. her life
Interesting.
Stopped.
Interesting.
She
okay.
never went through the mourning process. So the
okay.
mourning process is what we call the grief work. The work one has to do to rebuild themselves back up to where you were before you had the loss.
Okay.
Now, you'll probably never get back 100% because it was your father or as a spouse or a child. You know, you've lost that forever, particularly
right.
if you're a child, because when you lose a child, you're losing a lot of your future, just not your past.
Sure. Correct.
So all the things you might, you know, pregnancy,
right.
like my daughter's pregnant now, we're expecting December the
26th.
Exciting!
Our first one, yeah. So.
Yay!
But
I hear grandparenthood is the end all, the be all, yeah. the end all. That it's the it.
We're counting on that.
Yeah.
So the point is though that you've lost all those things, and how do you heal yourself back to get to that pre-grief state, particularly in our society, which we pretty much deny that you've had any loss.
Right. That's interesting. Mm-hmm. Okay, so let me ask you a question. When you've lost something or someone, because
mm-hmm.
that's what we're talking about
sure.
here, you've lost someone, is it all or nothing sort of, or can you have situations where, with respect to that particular loss, things never kind of get resolved? You go on with your life and a lot of other things happen, mm-hmm. but there's this part of it that either never moves on or mm-hmm. never gets resolved.
Well, we call it unresolved grief.
Okay.
And there are cases of that. In fact, you see a whole lot of suicides, there's a whole lot of health issues that people get from unresolved grief.
Right.
You know, it's like having extreme stress that mm-hmm, causes mm-hmm. heart disease and cancer mm-hmm. and a whole potpourri of other kinds of negative health problems. But what we try to do as health educators and thanatologists or death educators is try to assist people to resolve that grief in a healthy way so they can get back where they were before they lost.
And how do you go about doing that?
Well, I think the first thing is that you try to acknowledge that loss. I mean, what mm-hmm. we tend to do, and I'll give you an example. I worked a lot with a group called Compassionate Friends, and mm-hmm. it's a group of parents whose children have died. And one of my best friends in New York, her 13-year-old was killed by a drunk driver when the young guy was walking
Lord.
Home from school. The guy went up on the curb, came over, and hit her from behind. Didn't get the girl next to her, but got
right.
her.
Right, right.
And Shelley was my friend that had lost her daughter. In fact, I still send them a birthday card on her daughter's birthday because she never forgets her daughter's birthday.
Of course sure. not.
Okay. A lot of people think I'm crazy for doing that, but she'll never forget that.
Right.
But Shelley tells me about the first time she finally got enough energy to go food shopping. Okay. You know, none of this other stuff means anything when you've had that kind of loss.
Right. Okay?
And she says, I'm pushing my cart down the aisle at a Gristiti store or something in New York. And she looks down at the end of the aisle, and what does she see but her very, very best friend walking towards her.
Okay.
And their eyes meet, and what her friend does is does a complete U-turn and walks away. And
oh, my goodness.
That's how our society generally
responds
to it.
And that's who she qualified as her best friend?
Well, it was at that time.
Up to that
moment of the U-turn.
That's right.
Yeah.
So what we try to do is to assist people to acknowledge the loss. There's what we call the task of mourning, that people have to go through all these kind of tasks. It's work. And you have to, first of all, acknowledge that you've had a loss.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't acknowledge it, you can't do anything
about
it.
You know, that you look at all the religions, there's all mourning processes and grief processes, mm-hmm. right?
And
rituals, in mm-hmm. wakes, and in Judaism, we have something called sitting Shiva, mm-hmm. and which is a 7-day period, and that's what you're doing. The mm-hmm. families are coming. You're never left alone, mm-hmm. and that I would suspect that that's all part of
it is,
getting through that.
And if you notice what happened on you know, where we had that young boy that was murdered in a Hasidic neighborhood.
Yes. Yes.
They, of course, buried the child within 24 hours,
yes,
and they
do.
Have joined together. In fact, the entire community actually was locating and working. I mean, they had a terrific mm-hmm. Procedure to try to find that child.
Mm-hmm.
But and I think the funeralization process can have many good things. And you have to deal with the funeralization process as a good consumer.
Right.
But the whole purpose of the funeral is not for the dead. The funeral is for the living.
Living, yes. Okay?
Exactly. No, exactly. That is what it's for. It's for mm-hmm. the rest of us who are still
right.
here.
So what I try to do is help people to understand what are some things you can do to help those around you who have had a loss. And I also think I use death as an organizing factor in your life, because everyone in this room, except me, of course, is going to die.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you
although
know,
studies have shown that those with the most that birthdays are good for your health, because those who have the most birthdays live the longest.
That's right. That's true. That's very
so,
nice. I'm a math major, actually.
So it works for you. No, sorry, I digress.
Okay. But the idea, my overall idea as a health educator, going back to your original question, is if I can help you deal with your loss,
right,
that you're going to die someday, then what do you do with the time you have here that's most productive, healthful, and is most positive for you and those around you?
That's amazing. I love that. I mean, I would love to learn more about that. Mm-hmm. That's so important in our society. And you're right, we don't talk about it here. It is it's almost
taboo.
As taboo
yeah.
as sex.
Sure.
I mean, it just, you don't mm-hmm. talk about it. You it's just put in the corner.
Mm-hmm.
Now you have told me something about the HOPE system.
Mm-hmm.
So what is that?
Well, the HOPE system is really related to both the bereaved or dying person mm-hmm. and their family members. And the issue is, as you sit here right now, you have hope, okay? You might have hope that your son or your daughter is going to have a healthy life.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but you also have hope about yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And the first hope most people have is, I hope I live forever.
Okay?
Okay. Well, what happens when you think you're going to live forever and then you go to your doctor and you get some kind of diagnosis?
Right.
Okay.
Yep.
So all of a sudden, the hope I live forever may not be there.
Right.
But there's other hope. I hope it's nothing.
Okay.
I hope it's nothing.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Right.
I hope that they will find the right treatment for it. I hope there is a treatment for it.
Right.
I hope the treatment will be effective.
I hope it's not as big a deal as it sounds like it might be.
Right. Yeah. I hope I get a quick cure. I hope the treatment will be effective. I hope I won't be in pain.
Right.
The
test results, right.
Right.
I hope they swap the results.
All those things people are hoping for. And I say people walk around with a big bag of hope on their back. It's
mm-hmm.
like they're carrying around
mm-hmm.
and things I hope for me and hope for my kids. But what happens is as you begin to find out that you may be closer to death than you thought you were, your hope changes. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. You
yes.
may start to hope even that I will have a good death.
Right.
Right.
You hope that I will go to a nice place,
uh-huh.
wherever that is, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I hope my family will not be too negatively affected.
Mm-hmm.
I hope they'll remember me.
Mm-hmm.
I hope they'll be able to readjust to life without me in it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get to the point where I've worked with patients where they say, I hope I die today.
Yes. Right.
Okay? Because
right.
it's my time.
It's my time. Right.
And so what... And then on the other side of the ledger, you have the family members or the bereaved who are also have a hope system. I come home, I tell my wife I've got this kind of problem. She says, I hope it's nothing. You know,
right.
she kind of goes with the same thing. I hope the treatment will work. I hope that you can be cured. All these kinds of things they keep hoping for. But as you begin to have more negative things happen, your hope changes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And so you might... Even I know when my father was very ill, he had Alzheimer's disease and organic brain syndrome and Parkinson's disease.
Mm-hmm.
And he basically died about a year and a half before his body died.
Right.
And we were just hoping he would die sometime soon.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
And we were hoping then that mom would be all right. We would hope that we'd get along fine without him. But my point is, what happens often is when you're given a diagnosis of something that's not very positive,
mm-hmm.
we feel like you have no more hope.
Mm-hmm.
And part of what I try to do is help family members and patients keep their hope alive, whatever that hope is. It
okay.
may not be hope that I live forever.
Right.
But what are you hoping for?
Whatever that hope is.
Yeah, and I don't judge it. I don't tell them
right.
what to hope for. But
right.
the idea is, what are you hoping for today? You hope
right.
you can eat today and not
right.
throw up.
Right. Okay. What can it's really interesting stuff. I wish we could keep talking about this forever.
Yes.
We have just a couple more minutes left. But what are some things that caregivers can do to assist dying and bereaved individuals?
Mm-hmm. Well, the first thing I would say is don't be afraid of intruding. Now, you know, there's some barriers there.
Uh-huh.
But the most important thing is going back to my friend Shelley. You
uh-huh.
know, her friend did not know what to do. So she abandoned her.
Right.
What I try to tell people to do is, even if you don't know what to do, there's nothing you can say. If you have a death in your family, there's no words in the world that will take that loss away.
Correct.
There's nothing you can do.
Correct.
It's the same thing if someone's suicidal. If you think they're suicidal, you say, it sounds like you're thinking about committing suicide. It doesn't hurt anything if they're not thinking. If they are thinking about it, then it can be helpful.
It can be helpful.
So don't be afraid of intruding by saying, you know, how are you doing? You know, even when I say, I heard that your father died, you know, in most cases you can say, he must have been a wonderful man. Please tell me a little bit about him. That
right.
isn't always the case.
Okay.
But so you're getting them to talk about it. You're acknowledging you used the word dead.
Right.
You're not saying he passed away, he expired like a subscription or something like that.
Right.
So that's important.
Yes. So you're using the terms and you said, I'm really sorry that your father died. Please, were you close? Tell me a little bit about him. Talk about the relationship.
Because that brings the good parts back. It gets the people remembering mm-hmm. about all the happy things mm-hmm. and all the memories.
I also think that following up on that point is writing a personal letter or a note is very important. I mean, we have all these sympathy cards. But when you sit down and write something, first of all, the person can read it again several times. And
right.
particularly if you say something like, I remember your father because of this,
sure.
this, or
right.
that. And it gives them a memory they can read, and it shows you took the time to do something personal rather than it's showing
right.
up at the funeral and leaving as soon as you can.
Right.
Don't tell them that I know how you feel, because no one knows
because
how
you don't.
Feel. Okay?
Correct.
And I used to run a hotline for many years And we used to help people become more empathetic. But just because you're empathetic and you can kind of understand doesn't mean you know anything that the other person is feeling. Because the person that died is individual, your reactions are individual, your relationships are individual.
Right.
I also recommend that you think about something, if you know the person, you think about something they actually need. A lot of people will go in and say, if there's anything I can do to help, please let me know. I say,
well, no, but that doesn't work. You need to give them specifics because it's overwhelming.
I'll mow the lawn for you. Right. I'll answer the phone for you. I'll collect names and make dinner.
Yeah, even better than that with the dinner, I've done this successfully before, is it's overwhelming too when 18 people come to the person who's mourning to say, let me bring you dinner one night. So what's really helpful, and it's an aside, is to say, I've got food covered for you. Anyone who wants to help, you just send them to me, and then I'll organize it. And you just tell me what days, what nights, what you like, what you don't like.
Sure.
Because otherwise, you can inadvertently just put more pressure on and more strain on the person.
Well, and the other thing is, you can take them away, and you can do this with family. I remember my best friend in New York's father. Well, I was best friends with the husband and the wife.
Mm-hmm.
And the father died, who was a pretty well-known person in New York. He was Jewish, and we had the funeral in Brooklyn, and there must have been 2,000 people.
Wow.
Okay. I mean, we filled up this it was a temple. And they had a younger son, and they wanted to know, should the son come to the funeral process or not? And I said, I think he should.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he was 7.
Yeah.
I think he should. Mm-hmm. But he's on me.
Right.
I'm with Matt. Matt's on me. If Matt gets bored, we're going to go outside. Yes. I brought some stuff. We go
right.
to
there
the
you
park
go.
Across the street. We
there
play frisbee when he wants to go back. And when it came time to go out, because this is a Jewish funeral, they buried him that next
day.
Yes,
they do.
And when it came time to go to the funeral or to the cemetery, I said, hey, Matt, you think you might want to go out to the cemetery? He says, well, I don't know what that's all about. And I said, well, you know, we'll go out and take a look if you like. And then if you don't like, we'll leave.
We'll leave, right.
But he got a chance to stand at the graveside of his grandfather and saw his father break down and cry when he was reading the 23rd Psalm.
Yeah.
And he would have never got that. He saw my friend Bob and I hug in a way that we'd never hugged before.
And that's important. We're out of time.
Oh, no.
I know, we're out of time, but this has been fabulous. Thank you very, very much. Do you have a website or anything where people can keep learning from you?
I would recommend that you go to ADAC. It's ADAC.org. It's the American Association of Death Education and Counseling.
So ADAC.
ADEC.org. Okay. And they have, for both professionals and for lay people, a lot of good information.
Thank you.
I'm just new in the area, so I'm a college professor, and I'm not teaching anywhere right now. Mm-hmm. So, but I do.
Well, you sure did teach here today, yes, and I thank you for that.
My pleasure. Thanks for asking me.
Thank you so much. We're going to stop for a quick break, and then when we come back, we have our next guest, Christine Prudhoe, who's going to show us some really cool medical health stuff. We're going to get some more demonstrations like we did before, so we'll be right back.
The Ventura County Healthcare Agency is proud to provide quality, cost-effective, culturally sensitive healthcare for all of Ventura County. In addition to Ventura County Healthcare Agency's 2 hospitals, Ventura County Medical Center and Santa Paula Hospital, the agency has 26 ambulatory care and specialty clinics. And the Ventura County Healthcare Agency provides services to every community of our county. In addition to the 50 community-based service locations, the Ventura County Healthcare Agency offers home visits and comprehensive care. Dedicated to education, prevention, specialty mental health, and acute care services, the Ventura County Healthcare Agency strives to ensure the health and well-being of all Ventura County residents, so you and your family can be well. For more information about all of the services the Ventura County Healthcare Agency offers, call 677-5272. That's 677-5272. The Ventura County Healthcare Agency, 677-5272.
When you're considering a reverse mortgage, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. If you're a homeowner at least 62 years of age, a reverse mortgage may help you convert your home equity to tax-free loan proceeds. Contact a reverse mortgage consultant today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Consult a tax advisor. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage, a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., is an equal housing lender. Wells Fargo Bank N.A., member FDIC.
For more information and to find out how a reverse mortgage could benefit you, call 866-398-5638. That's 866-398-5638.
When you need legal representation, having the right team to represent you is crucial. Since 1958, Norman Dowler has helped thousands of clients with their legal matters in Ventura and Santa Barbara counties. Whether your case is personal injury, estate planning, probate, employment or business law, civil litigation, real estate, or family law, the attorneys at Norman Dowler offer years of expertise and knowledge. If you find yourself in need of legal representation, call Norman Dowler at 654-0911 or visit normandowler.com. The Law Office of Norman Dowler, providing legal excellence you can trust since 1958.
And now, back to Gray Matters with your host, Sherry Kerman of Norman Dowler.
Welcome back, everyone. That was, that was amazing, wasn't it, Sheila?
Yeah, absolutely. Fascinating.
Such important information. And we were talking about it at break, about situations where we've experienced someone, either we've experienced a death or someone that we know has experienced a death, and you start to share something and you think as you're sharing it, oh, they're going to think I'm so insensitive to bring up this story or to make this comment. And every time they're so relieved and so thankful that you've been open and giving and honest. And
oh, yeah. That's been my experience, too.
Yeah. And it's amazing. So really good information for all of us.
Mm-hmm.
Good stuff to keep thinking about. Christine Prideaux, how are you?
I am great, Sherry. How are you?
I'm great. Welcome back. Christine is with the Health Tech Marketing Group. You're the area manager of our great area.
Yes, I am. Lucky me.
Lucky you. And Health Tech Marketing, their mission is to keep seniors safe, well-connected and with their family so they can stay in their home longer.
That's right.
And you were here a few months ago, and we got to learn all about the My Halo, which I just still tell everybody about because I think it's so great. And we thought it would be fun to have you back so you could tell us about another one of your great products.
Yes, and what I brought today, I didn't bring the actual machines into the studio because they're a little big for this setting, but we also do some things that help people have fun.
And fun is good.
Yeah,
we
exactly.
Like fun.
And we find that as people get older, things like social communication, hand-eye coordination, memory retention, all of those things are important too, so that they can enjoy those years of their lives.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a couple of things that can help make those days brighter. And the two I brought to talk to you today, one is called Presto.
Okay.
And it's a way people can get email without having to have a computer or the internet.
And that's great because, you know, when you're talking about wanting to stay connected with grandchildren or more and more these days, great-grandchildren.
Absolutely.
That's how they do it.
Yes.
It's all about the Facebook and the email and
Skype,
the texting
yeah.
and Skype. And boy,
exactly.
if granny or great-granny doesn't know how to log in,
yes.
they're cut off. So Presto will allow them to communicate with the grandkids.
Exactly right. I got this for my mom's 90th birthday last year because she had a computer and she enjoyed getting emails from us until she got macular degeneration and her eyesight deteriorated to the point where she couldn't really see the keyboard that mm-hmm. well. But she has grandkids in Florida, great-grandkids in Missouri. I'm here in California. She lives in Illinois. So this is a way. Last week, I was able to email her photos of her granddaughter's 14th birthday party.
Wow.
And her grandson's graduation to sixth grade.
Wow.
And my roses.
Grandson or great-grandson?
He's her grandson.
Okay.
Yes, because my sister had her kids late. So she has the whole gamut. Kids, yeah. grandkids, great-grandkids.
Right.
So it's a way for her to be back in the family loop of all of these emails we send each
right.
other. My sister went to Israel and had pictures of that, and she was able to email those to my mom. So she looks forward to it now. She calls it her inside mailbox.
Her inside mailbox.
Yes.
I love it.
Sweet.
So let's first first explain it. So what does it look like on your mom's side?
On my mom's side, it looks like a little printer. It's probably maybe 18 inches by a foot. So it can sit on a small coffee table, side table. And all she does, she had my sister plug it into her phone line.
Okay.
And plug it into an electricity outlet.
Okay.
And it sits there, and it just looks like this little pretty white printer. And on my side, I just include her on my Gmail account. And so I'm, you know, ChristinePrideau@gmail.com. So I just go on there and send her email to Marjorie@presto.com.
Okay, so you have an address that's mm-hmm. @presto.com
yeah,
address,
right?
And now we can all send your mom stuff.
Exactly. Include her in our distribution.
Okay, so you get an essence, a kind of an email account,
yes.
An @presto.com
exactly.
account.
That's
okay.
Right.
And so anyone who sends something to that @presto.com, it prints out?
Yes, it prints out. Here, I brought you an example.
Oh, right. I love it.
And she can do some other things, too. This is the one that was the first test one I sent her of her great-granddaughter,
Paige. Okay, so, oh my gosh, is that not precious? Look at that, Sheila. Aww. We're looking at a picture of a little girl on Grandma Polly's saddle, and it's just fabulous. So it's got the text,
mm-hmm.
and it's got the picture,
right?
And it says who it's from,
right?
And how it was delivered. And then because your mom has macular degeneration, then she can put this underneath her machine blows everything
right.
up so that she can
exactly
see it.
That's exactly right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and the other
and it's color, everyone
it's
out there
color,
in Radio Land.
Right.
It's color.
It's color. And the other great thing is she never gets spam or commercials because Presto will only take email from people whose emails she's put in the system.
No,
oh, so we won't be able to email her then.
So
never mind, everybody.
So when I set it up with, I don't know, like 25 emails from
right.
the family.
Right.
And then she said, oh, can I send this to Don and Doris? And I go, sure. So she gave me their email address and I just entered that in. I manage her account from my computer.
Okay.
So she doesn't have to do anything. I just set it up for her.
And now, if mm-hmm. she wants to send something to somebody, how does she do that?
She
wants to respond to this most adorable picture of this
picture
little girl
page.
In a saddle.
She picks up her phone that is hearing enhanced and calls me. This machine doesn't allow to respond to emails.
Okay.
Because it's specifically for people that really don't like the process of emailing.
Okay.
And we have another thing that if we have time I'll touch on that would let her respond. But this particular thing is for people who say, look, don't want to mess with a computer. I can't type all that well on a, you know, keyboard. It's kind of the equivalent of sending her a card in the mail. You know,
okay,
like you
sure.
go to Hallmark
okay.
and you get a card and you address it and stamp
right.
and send it. It's kind of like that. It's kind of I thought of you today. Here's something pretty to make
okay.
you feel happy.
Perfect.
But she doesn't have to do anything. All
okay.
she has to do is pick it up. And I call her about once a week. So when I call her, she'll say, oh, I just love those pictures of your roses. They're so pretty this
right.
year.
Right. So you're keeping her connected because everyone so easily can send things to
yes.
her. So you could email from, because it's email, you can send to her from your phone, from your computer, from an iPad, right? Anything
that's
that has
exactly
an email
right.
capability.
Absolutely right. And she can get text messages too.
And she can, so you can text her as
yeah.
well. You just have to put in what the phone number.
Yes.
That the phone number of the phone that's
yes.
doing the texting so it'll respond.
Yes.
That's great.
Isn't that
so she
super?
Feels really more in the loop because
yeah.
she gets to share all these little things.
Absolutely.
And you know, especially in today's world where we're, you know, for better or for worse, I'm not putting a judgment on value on it, but for better or for worse, we are all about the, you know, going to the, can't wait to see Harry Potter tonight, you know.
Right.
Oh, yes.
Right.
Messaging.
We're all about the quick little,
absolutely.
The quick little post,
mm-hmm.
right? And if you think about
right.
Facebook, you
mm-hmm.
know. And how fun that somebody like your mom can now be included in that. Because
yes.
I think some of that stuff is kind of fun.
I do too.
Sometimes I read posts and I think, out. It was more information than maybe I needed.
I know. TMI.
But a lot of it is kind of fun because you do, even if you don't respond right. on these social networking sites, you do feel a little like, oh, isn't that cool that they're doing that?
Yeah.
And so now grandma or great grandma can also partake Part in all community. Of that, mm-hmm. participate
yeah.
in
yeah.
that.
Yeah. And when you set it up, you can also arrange to have crossword puzzles delivered or word
How
games
fun.
Delivered. There are a lot of free things you can subscribe to. So in addition to personal email,
she can get a crossword every day.
She can get other things. Yeah.
That's great. Yeah. So what about newspapers or
yes,
magazines?
Absolutely.
Like Time Magazine?
Yes.
That's
yes.
fabulous.
So there's a lot of free content that
right.
she can get. And then if she wanted to subscribe to something, she would have that opportunity to.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
What a great machine. And
Isn't
you said
it?
It's yeah. just like a foot by a foot. Or
yeah, it's just, it's about the size of this file
printer.
Folder.
Yeah.
You know? It's
yeah,
like
which is sort of like an 8x11
yeah.
sort of
mm-hmm.
piece of paper.
Mm-hmm.
And you need a phone jack, and you need an electrical plug,
mm-hmm.
and then it what you showed us was printed out in color, so
yeah,
the ink is easy to find.
The ink with the first when they ship you the Presto, they ship you the first supply of ink and paper, and then I get an email that will tell me your mom's ink is low, so I can
wow.
get her a replacement.
And the machine is monitoring that itself.
Yes.
So nobody
mm-hmm.
even has to think about
no,
that.
No, they don't have to think about
Just
it.
Just the person who's helping. So you're helping your mom. You're the one that's going in and managing accounts. So whoever
mm-hmm.
sort of the account manager
right.
is getting those emails.
Yeah, and then my sister, who lives in the same town, she can put an ink cartridge in a machine and put paper
and
in
off it.
Goes. Mom can put paper in
right,
it. You know?
Right,
so,
right, right.
So it's just so easy for her. She really doesn't have to do anything.
Is this a monthly subscription or is
no,
it a one-time fee?
No, this is a one-time fee. It's $99.
Okay.
And then the subscription, I'm sorry, $14.99 a month.
Okay, so there
yeah.
is a $99 mm-hmm. one-time fee,
mm-hmm.
$14.99 a month,
mm-hmm.
and off you go, and you can get email. As long as that email or that phone is entered into the system,
yes.
you can get unlimited emails, phone texts, whatever.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. That's incredible.
Yeah, isn't that great?
Yeah,
I just love it.
It really is. What fun. Now, you mentioned that there was a machine also, though, that allowed you to respond.
Yes.
You want to tell us a bit about that?
Yeah, this is a computer for people that don't like computers.
Well, that could be a lot of people.
Can name like half my office.
Right.
Yeah, it's a computer that is for people that don't type all that well,
okay.
or maybe they have arthritis in their fingers,
mm.
you know, they
mm-hmm.
don't like a mouse, they don't want to fool with that. It's all touch screen. So it allows people to do the things that most people do on the internet. Sending email, of course, is the one that we've talked about already,
right.
just by pushing a button.
But you still have to, if you're doing an email, you still have to put the link,
that's
the
right.
words
you put,
in.
You do. And instead of a keyboard like this, it has a little keyboard that comes up on the screen.
It's like a big old giant iPad.
And you, yeah, oh, it is.
Okay.
There you go.
No, it
yeah.
is. It's like a big giant
yeah.
iPad
yeah.
Is exactly what you're describing.
Yeah, that's exactly
It's not
going right.
to be fully functional like a computer, but it's going to do the basic things that you
yes.
want it to do.
And you can
it looks
browse.
Like it's got a calendar you can put on it, and you
mm-hmm.
can email it, put your contacts. It's amazing.
Yeah, and the you can get music on it. You know, you can go to Pandora and type in Frank Sinatra, and it creates your own music
wow.
station
right.
that
oh, yeah.
plays
Pandora
Frank Sinatra.
Is great,
stuff.
Yeah, for that stuff, yes.
And the other two things that's really cool, it's all equipped to do video, so you can subscribe to Skype. And you can, you know, do a Skype on it.
And it has a webcam and everything.
Yes, it does.
That's great.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking at the brochure, and it has four USB ports. It's got a 320 gigabyte hard drive. It's not bad. That's great. And a big screen, an 18.5-inch
yeah.
LCD
wow.
touch screen.
Yeah.
So it is like a giant iPad.
It is. That's a really good description. And one of the cool things, too, is you can interconnect with Facebook, so that if you have grandkids that have Facebook pages,
mm-hmm.
you can interconnect so that their photos download to your computer.
Mm-hmm.
So you have albums of photos from each grandchild, for
How
instance.
Fabulous is that?
Isn't
because
that
again,
cool?
That's where everybody does with their photos now,
yeah.
Right? You post it on Facebook. So I post a photo. I just post a photo on Facebook like I always do. And then my grandmother, it just automatically downloads
yes.
because she's connected to it.
Yeah, she just creates a little Facebook. She registers on Facebook, so
okay.
but she doesn't have to do any of the profile or anything.
Okay.
Just as long as she has a Facebook account.
Right.
And then when she sets it up, all of the photos that you have will mm-hmm. load on her machine in photo albums.
Does so this work in Canada too?
Yes, I believe it does. I'm sorry, I'm in the U.S., so I'm not positive
okay.
about it.
I mean, I am thinking of my grandmother, who I know has a computer, and I don't think she ever uses it because it's complicated
exactly.
for her. And she's got grandkids and great-grandkids as well.
Yeah.
She has grandchildren, actually, grandchildren who are the same age as her great-grandchildren.
Okay.
Her youngest mm-hmm. grandchildren are the same age as my son and daughter, who are her oldest great-grandchildren.
Okay.
So she's got, and then she's got yeah. great-grandchildren who are younger than my kids. So she's got quite the span as well.
Right.
And she would probably love something like
yeah.
this.
Well,
because
I'll
it looks like
them.
It's so easy.
Yeah.
I know one of the issues that they've had with the computer is, I can't say how many times my aunt has gone over and set up shortcuts and, you know, things. But it's frustrating. It's hard. And
I
it
agree.
Sounds like this, it's just all done.
Yeah.
And you, so do you have, with the email, is it the company or the product is called Telekin, is that right?
That's correct.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So do you have like a Telekin account, or do you have a Gmail account, or
you just have any email account that you would normally use, like
okay.
Gmail for instance, or Hotmail
mm-hmm.
or whatever.
Okay.
And the thing that that you do, the only extra cost in this is whatever you are charged for your internet service provider.
Right.
So when you
yes.
get the computer, you do have to have an internet service
sure.
provider to connect on
sure.
the internet.
And there's a picture here of it with a mouse and keyboard, so
it
if
comes
you wanted
with it.
To you
mm-hmm.
okay, so you have the option of just doing
yes.
it by touch if you want, or
mm-hmm.
you can use a keyboard if
exactly.
you'd like as well.
Yeah,
so it's just really a simplified computer
yes.
that's set up specifically for these
yes
but how great I mean
you
how
can
great
play games
and
yeah
you can,
it's
well,
got a huge section
then you
of
know
games.
What else is there?
Forget
and,
the phone.
And web browsing and photo sharing and weather and video chat, I mean it's
yeah.
it's fabulous.
Yeah, it's really
it's
most of the things people want to do.
And what's the cost of this?
This is our most expensive product. This is $699. But still, when you think about the
it's
cost
nothing.
Of computers, right.
That's nothing.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's an iPad.
It's for an 18 and a
yeah,
half. Yeah,
it's an iPad.
Yeah, and it's I did a demo at Cypress Place Fireside Chat yesterday with Jim Duran,
mm-hmm.
and I had about 40 people there, and they were coming up and looking at it, and one gentleman asked me if he could read the Denmark newspaper, because he missed reading the Denmark newspaper.
Wow.
We were able to go right online, and there
was
the Denmark newspaper,
wow.
all in Danish.
And it's really easy to learn how to navigate
yes.
and how to get, and it looks from the pictures at least like it's nice big
it
buttons.
It is big buttons, yeah.
That's fabulous. Okay, so Christine, how do people reach you?
They can reach me two ways. My website is Health Tech, and that's HealthTechInV for Ventura, C for County. So it's HealthTechInVC.com. And my phone number is 805. Oh, I'm sorry, there goes my phone. I didn't turn it off before I came in the studio.
Technology.
Gotta love it. It's okay.
415-3361.
Or 805?
805-415. 3361. That's how powerful your show is, Sherry. They actually called me before I've even given
That's
my phone
right.
number.
That's right.
That was
phone numbers by
lines
telepathy.
Are
phone lines.
Yeah.
Phone lines open now.
I
love it. 805-415-3361.
Yes.
HealthTechNVC.com.
Yes.
Okay. And this is just for my own personal, because my family's in Canada. I will probably tell my aunt about this, and she may email you, and then maybe you can help her get to the right. If you are not able to assist her yourself, maybe you can help her get to the right person
I'd love
in Toronto.
To. I'd love
maybe
to.
You can assist her even though you're not the Toronto person.
Sure.
But I'm thinking this could be so much less frustrating for all parties involved.
Oh, yeah.
And it's not expensive.
Yeah.
It's fabulous.
And one last thing. It's built on a Linux platform, which simply means it's not subject to viruses and crashing and all that kind of thing.
Even better.
Yeah. So
even better. It's great.
Yeah. It really makes it easy.
I love it. We always get such great stuff when you come, Christine. It's so much.
Toys.
I know it is. It's all these toys. I'm like, I want one. Yeah. They're just awesome. They're super. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you
so much. And I know you have great other, you have tons of other products out there. So I invite people to go to Christine's website and check out all their products, because everyone I've ever heard about or learned about, I just think is fabulous.
Yeah.
From my Halo and now to the Telekin and the Presto. I mean, they're innovative, they're easy to use, and they're not expensive.
That's why I love my job.
I no kidding. As well you should. As well you should. Well, thank you for spending some time with us. We're going to take a quick short break, and then Sheila and I will be right back to talk about some other things. So we'll see you in just a minute.
The Ventura County Healthcare Agency is proud to provide quality, cost-effective, culturally sensitive healthcare for all of Ventura County. In addition to Ventura County Healthcare Agency's two hospitals, Ventura County Medical Center and Santa Paula Hospital, the agency has 26 ambulatory care and specialty clinics, and the Ventura County Healthcare Agency provides services to every community of our county. In addition to the 50 community-based service locations, the Ventura County Healthcare Agency offers home visits and comprehensive care. Dedicated to education, prevention, specialty mental health, and acute care services, the Ventura County Healthcare Agency strives to ensure the health and well-being of all Ventura County residents, so you and your family can be well. For more information about all of the services the Ventura County Healthcare Agency offers, call 677-5272. That's 677-5272. The Ventura County Healthcare Agency, 677-5272.
Grow your business with Ventura's only hometown newspaper, the Ventura Breeze, by reaching our highly targeted audience at affordable prices. Your ad will be read by thousands of local residents, business owners, and visitors. Our affordable rates start at just over $33 an issue, giving you an exceptional return for your advertising dollars. To be included in the next issue of the Ventura Breeze, contact us at advertising@venturabreeze.com.
When you need legal representation, having the right team to represent you is crucial. Since 1958, Norman Dowler has helped thousands of clients with their legal matters in Ventura and Santa Barbara counties. Whether your case is personal injury, estate planning, probate, employment or business law, civil litigation, real estate, or family law, the attorneys at Norman Dowler offer years of expertise and knowledge. If you find yourself in need of legal representation, call Norman Dowler at 654-0911 or visit normandowler.com. The Law Office of Norman Dowler, providing legal excellence you can trust since 1958.
Tucked away in the heart of Ventura lies a beautiful senior community called the Ventura Townhouse. As the oldest senior community in Ventura, we are proud to serve our active seniors. Located on 12 acres of wonderful park-like grounds, the Ventura Townhouse is centrally located, close to restaurants, museums, beaches, and our local community college. The staff at Ventura Townhouse is available and willing to assist you with your daily endeavors. We look forward to treating you to a free lunch during your tour to see for yourself the beauty of the Ventura Townhouse.
Oh, will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64?
And now back to Gray Matters with your host, Sherry Kerman of Norman Dowler.
Hey, it's Sherry again here with Sheila from the Ventura County Healthcare Agency. How you doing?
Very good.
Isn't that Isn't she amazing?
Yeah, it's really interesting, all the stuff she has.
I'm telling you, everything that she has is that I you wouldn't think you'd get that excited about some of this stuff, but it's really exciting.
Yes, it is.
It's awesome. It's amazing. So and she's just right here. So it's super
exactly.
to have
great
her.
Resource.
Yes, and she's a really fabulous lady. So we just wanted to out there, everybody listening, we wanted to take these last couple of minutes to let you know that we've had an incredible run of Gray Matters these last 7 months, but we're not quite sure what's going to happen with it right now. Mm-hmm. It may be ending in July. It may not be. Ventura County Healthcare Agency may be taking over as a bigger role.
Yes.
And that would make sure that it continued going. But if you have any thoughts about that, if you have any things that you want to say, our website is graymattersradio.com. You can email me at sherry@graymattersradio.com, and Sherry is Cheri, or it will not get to me. But we thought we would let everybody know, as things change in the next few weeks, we'll certainly keep you posted. I'm going to be sad a little bit to go.
Yeah, I bet. What was the genesis of this whole program? And I'm sure you've talked about it before.
Yeah, it's actually interesting. It all started because of actually a very good friend of mine was killed in December of 2009. Mm. And another friend of hers and I decided to organize a walk in her memory. Mm-hmm. And that happened in August of 2010. And just before that, we were able to go on to Coach Ron Tunick's show. He has a fabulous show on KKZZ mm-hmm. every day from 4 to 6 to talk about the walk.
Yeah.
And during a break, he said, so what do you do? So we told him. Mm-hmm. And then he asked me to come back on as his guest to talk about estate planning and what I do. And uh-huh. we started to talk a little bit about seniors and what's going on in the community and the resources that we have and the issues that we're going to come up with. And he said, at a break, he said, well, there's a lot of information there. And I said, yeah, you could devote an entire two-hour segment to this.
You were thinking really big.
And I was thinking really big. And he said, 2 hours? Heck, you could have a radio show. And he really mentored me and gave me the guidance and the confidence to be able to put this show together. And we started out on KKZZ our first 3 months, and then mm-hmm. we moved to KVTA. And so that was the genesis. And it just and it's been an amazing, amazing, amazing experience. I have learned so much.
Sure, I'm sure.
In these 7 months, you know, like Richard Ebers today.
Yeah.
That was incredible.
Yes, it was.
I mean,
there's just so many, I know from the work that I'm doing, there are so many resources in this community. We're really fortunate.
We are, aren't we, Sheila?
And for the senior population in particular. And a lot of them don't know where to go to get that help, or their children are looking for help.
Right. And my goal, one of my goals with the show was to become kind of a hub. Through the website and Facebook and the radio show to kind of have, you know, go to Gray Matters Radio and have a resource page that says, here's the Ventura County Healthcare Agency. Here's the AAA, not the American Automobile Association,
the Area Agency on Aging
in our world. you know, HICAP, here's links to all these people.
Right.
And we are working on that, but you know, it's really tough these days to kind of keep these things going.
And everybody's wearing so many hats and doing so many things.
Everybody's wearing so many hats and doing so many things. But I do whatever, you know, whatever happens with this show in the next few weeks, I feel so proud to have been a part of it.
To have
met all the people that I've met and learned all the things that I have learned. I've had nothing but incredible guests. I've had two great co-hosts. Mm-hmm. Jim Duran and now you. I wish we had more time together, but you know, well, I'm sure something will happen and we'll come back together on some other project or something
sure
like
of it.
That. So that's, you know, that's it. It's been great. We have Tom Spence, who's been just a most excellent board operator. Quiet.
Very quiet.
But
when we're talking, he's quiet.
Yeah, I'll miss the show.
it's
a nice show. Get good comments on it. And it's the perfect placement. So we hope that it continues some way. Yes. Good things always do.
Good things That's always right. do. And, you know, maybe it just needs to change its form a little bit. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe it's a metamorphosis. We'll see. But it really has been great fun.
Oh, yeah. I've enjoyed the last few weeks.
Yeah. And we've got three more weeks. So don't stop listening yet.
No.
For sure. If nothing else, we know we have three more
That's
weeks.
Right.
We're definitely through the end of the month. We'll keep you posted if something happens and it continues beyond that or not. So keep listening in because we've got some great guests coming up in the next couple of weeks.
Do we know who's scheduled next week?
We do, but I...
I
do, but not in. I don't have that with me.
Okay.
But it's all planned out, and I know they're great because I worked very
you
hard.
You wouldn't
to make
book
sure
them if they weren't great.
I wouldn't have booked them if they weren't good. That's right. So, you know that's it. There we are. I want to thank everyone for listening. I welcome you still to subscribe to the website. I don't see it going anywhere. We're on Facebook.
Oh, good. That will continue.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Wonderful.
We're on Facebook, all that good stuff. So.
Great,
there you
Sherry.
Have it. So I think we're going to go ahead and say goodbye for this afternoon. Thank you for joining us again, everyone. Enjoy your weekend. I cannot believe it is officially the middle of July.
I know.
I think I say that every week. I think every week I go, can you believe we're at?
And the 1st of July?
First of July. The 1st of June. The 1st of July. Now we're in the middle of July. I don't know where the time flies. But that's it. There you go. So have a great week, everybody. This is Sherry and Sheila.
Have a great weekend.
Signing off, and we'll see you here next week back on Gray Matters.